I was a minimum wage movie theater usher that made good and became a top earner in my network marketing company. Now, after 16 plus years in the profession, I'm finally teaching myself how to leverage the internet with online marketing and social media marketing to continue to grow and expand my business. My name is Ronnie Cruz, and this is Path of the Network Marketer.
All right, we are live. Welcome, welcome. Hello to the 150th celebration, 150th episode of Path of the Network Marketer podcast, recording live here in our community page on Facebook, facebook.com/group/Path of the Network Marketer. If you're listening to this episode, you've missed it. You've missed the live recording. It is happening a few days before the actual release of this episode. But if you want to catch future episodes and future live recordings, you can go to facebook.com/group/Path of the Network Marketer. Join our community, participate in live recordings just like this. Also, get support on whatever you might be experiencing in your entrepreneurial journey as you take your business online, whether it's a network marketing business, a brick and mortar business, a product business, a coaching business, whatever it happens to be, you're going to get help here in this community because we're going to show you how to take your business online. So as you guys are tuning into the live broadcast, let me know that you're on by leaving a hello in the comments section below. Of course, if you're watching the replay after the fact, you can hit me with a replay in the comments section below, and I'll get to those questions after the fact as well. But this is intended to be interactive. If you have questions during the live recording, feel free to comment. Feel free to comment in the comment section, and I'll interact with those as we go. I know this is a recording, but it is happening live at the same time. Recorded, what did they used to say on TV? Recorded before a live studio audience, right? This is not necessarily a studio audience, but it's recorded before a live audience. Yeah, a live streaming audience. So really exciting times. And I first and foremost want to thank each and every one of you for supporting us on this journey and for trusting me the content that I'm sharing with all of you and the information and hopefully the tips and the training that I'm sharing with all of you, the perspectives that I'm sharing with you. I hope that it's providing you value and it's helping you in your journeys, whether it's entrepreneurism, whether you're on a health journey, whether, you know, it's a peak performance and mindset situation, personal development. That's really what I hope to help you with. And so that's the purpose of this community. That's the purpose of this podcast. So thank you to each and every one of you who have supported me every step of the way. I started this show back in September. September 1st was our first episode. And I've gone, just tracking back in the history of Path of the Network Marketer, my intention was to do an episode every day for 100 days as really a grand experiment. I'm running a lot of grand experiments right now, and I'll get into that in a second. But the experiment was to see if I could do it, number one, and to see if how fast I could build this particular show and the audience and the reach, right? I mean, that's one of the purposes of content creation and publishing. And so I got to 100 and I was like, man, I can't stop. I might as well keep going. 100 seemed at the beginning very daunting and far away. But once I got there, I was like, man, I'm barely scratching the surface and I still have so much more to learn. And so, because of that, I decided to just keep going, and keep publishing an episode of the show every day until I get tired of it. Already it's very much a habit, so it's hard to get away from. But also I'm learning so much every day that I still have so much to share with you in the form of the content that I bring to the show. So, I mean, that's kind of the long and short of why we're at 150 and why we're going to continue to keep going well past 200, I'm sure. Unless some extenuating circumstances come up, I think I will definitely continue doing this every day, and we'll see how much. We'll see if we can reach a year. I don't know, but anyways, that's really far horizon. Let's stick at celebrating 150, and then we'll set our sights on 200. So if you're tuning into the live recording, go ahead and hit me with a hello in the comment section below, so that I know you're on. And we'll interact as we go. So the topic for today, for this episode, 150th celebration. A couple of things. For those of you who are part of the Facebook community, you'll notice that, there's a new cover. It's exciting. I don't know. For me, new covers are always exciting. It shows the evolution of just the covers, but the evolution of myself creatively. The first cover, and I'll post this tomorrow in the group page. The first cover of the show was just really very minimal, really bad design, and I just created it to have a cover because to me the most important thing was getting the content off the ground. All right. And then I had another iteration with a cover that had me on there. And then I removed that one. There was the current cover with me walking, because it's Path of the Network Marketer. And so the new cover is going to be revealed here in the group, in the community page as soon as I get done. As soon as I get done with the live. So if you're listening to this on the podcast, you'll already see the new cover. So that's always exciting. And you know, it'll evolve. It'll continue to evolve over time. I'm never one to stay still for too long. And I don't move and change just for the sake of change. I do things for evolution. I realize that my current cover is not necessarily the most optimized. It's, you know, the text is hard to read. The design is not necessarily the catchiest. For me, it's the aesthetics is nice because I created it, but I think I definitely have done better with the newest one. So it's just a constant evolution, right? To improve and to iterate. I'm really liking that word lately. To iterate to the next phase and to the next level, right? Because I always, I think for me, leveling up is it makes life fun. Just to continue to push yourself to see what you're capable of and to see what further outcomes you can create in life, right? And so part of that journey is always evolving and always pushing yourself creatively. So there's that, right? Like, and of course there'll be new music, et cetera, et cetera. The other things that are coming down the pipeline with Path of the Network Marketer and my own brand is that, courses. There's definitely courses in the works. And I know, you know, for those of you who have listened to the podcast, I've been talking about a guide for a long time, a content creation guide, an internet guide, especially for you network marketers out there that are listening. It's a lot more, I've been working on it for a while. I want you to understand that. Please understand that it's not that I've been slacking. I've been working on it. It's just grown into something much bigger than I initially thought it would be. Right. So that guide is coming, and I definitely have, I have grand visions for it. And this first iteration of that guide is going to be completely free. And all of you here in the community page, which again, this is why it's important to be part of our Facebook community, facebook.com/groups/Path of the Network Marketer, because community members will get first dibs and first go at the release of these new resources. So there's the content creation slash online marketing guide, and then the podcasting guide. If you're interested in podcasting, that's also being revised and updated to be much better. The first version of the guide, I'm not really published. Well, I've published, but I haven't really promoted because it's I could do a lot better, basically, right? Again, it's part of evolving and part of growing. So it's a constant, right? It's a constant with me. It's a constant with the resources and the value that I hope to continue to bring to the table for you so that you can progress yourself in whatever aspect of your journey that you happen to be, wanting to progress on, right? So lots coming. And of course, if you're not listening to Path of the Jedi, that's my other podcast. I don't talk about that show a lot here because, I haven't recorded a new episode yet for it hasn't started. The season hasn't started for the new year, so it's about to start. We'll have our first episode of the year coming out on Wednesday, so go check that out. Personal development, geek culture surrounding Star Wars and how that's all mashed together. It's really nice. I love that show. Okay, so that's all the announcements for the 150th episode. The topic that I wanted to talk about today, and again, if you're watching this live, thank you for watching the live. Feel free to please participate. And if I don't I don't answer right away or at all, please understand that sometimes the functionality with these lives. There's Nancy. Okay, so Nancy is on. Hello, Nancy. Thank you. I sometimes don't know if it's actually working, right? Like there's often a lot of bugs on these social platforms, especially Facebook. I mean, Facebook is just bugs galore, right? Because it's so massive. Hi, Tadette. Sometimes the functionalities around the commenting and the live streams aren't optimal. So if I don't answer your comment or your question in real time, I'll try to get to it after the fact, okay? With today's topic, okay, so today's topic is I wanted to talk about dream boards. The title of this episode is going to be Why Your Dream Board Doesn't Work, right? Why Your Dream Board Doesn't Work. And it's not that dream boards don't work. I think dream boards just largely, they don't work for some people because of these reasons, right? Because of the reasons I'm going to explain today. The first reason why your dream board doesn't work is you don't use it, right? It's simple. You don't use it. It's not front of mind. It's not somewhere that you see it every day and therefore can reflect on it. The power of the visualization exercise, it goes unutilized. Right. And so that's why it's ineffective. You can't just put a vision board together and stick it in a closet. Right. It's not just some craft project. I mean, it's fine if that's all it is to you. The activity of creating a dream board sometimes is fun, especially if you do it in a group setting. But you have to actually use it. Right. And when I say use it, you have to sit and reflect on those images and place yourself in those images, right? Place yourself as if you already have those things and as if you are already the person to be able to have those things and those experiences and those pictures that you put on your dream board. You really have to, for lack of a better word, meditate on those things and visualize those things, right? Because if you don't, then it's just another craft project that's going to find its way to the recycling bin. 6 months down the road. And that's a travesty because that symbolically is you throwing your dreams away, right? Right? We don't want you to do that, right? Like, you know, this podcast is created to inspire you to chase after your dreams because it's completely possible. You just have to use the proper mechanisms and take the actual steps to do it. And visualization, dream boards is a way to do that, but it will only work if you use it, right? So create a dream board, do visualizations, and actively visualize those things that you put on the dream board, right? And here's the thing. There's definitely a difference between a dream board and visualizing and wishes, right? Wishing upon a star or wishing, throwing coins in a fountain. Right, like those are fine and they're fun and but they're mostly kind of frivolous, right? If there's not a depth to the reflection and the desire, right? If you're not actually placing yourself in that, if you're not projecting a future you in that situation, having those things and living that life, then it's just going to be, fanciful thinking, really. So the vision board and the visualizing has to be very, very intentional. Now, the other thing, the next step is, okay, the first reason why it doesn't work is because you don't use it. And because you don't use it, then there's no real vision. You're not engaging your mind, the beautiful mind, especially the unconscious part of our mind, which is much more powerful than the conscious part of our mind, right? It has billions, billions and billions more actual brain cells than the logic centers, than the conscious part of our mind. So we have to engage those things, right? And so if you're not using the dream board, then you're not engaging the part of the mind that actually gets to work to helping turn those visions into reality. Right. And part of that is, once if you're daily looking at your vision board and placing yourself in those scenarios as if you already have those things and that life, then your brain will get to work at figuring out how to get there unconsciously. Now, consciously, what you can do then is you can use that big vision, that grand vision, that overall arcing, like what I want my life to look like 5 years, 10 years down the road. You can then start dissecting it and creating a plan. So you have this big grand vision of being a multimillionaire or being a billionaire and having this mansion in Tuscany, and you're sitting on the veranda, etc., etc. Like, that's your vision. You're fulfilled, you're happy with your family, you're spending time with people that you care about the most, right? That's your grand vision. Now you want to get a little bit more detailed with that vision, right? And so because you're engaging your unconscious mind, you've placed that vision there, you've placed a lot of emotion, you have a strong why driving you to that vision, then your unconscious mind will start feeding your logic brain into, okay, well, what that looks like then is that I'm a multimillionaire in my network marketing business, and I'm a top earner in my network marketing business, I'm very successful in my coaching business, and I have 5 or 10 courses that are out there in the world that are producing income for me, whether I'm teaching those courses actively or not, because it's online. I'm speaking in front of audiences of 10,000 or more. You know what I mean? Like, you start to create more details, and then so those details actually gives you targets to aim for. Excuse me. And those targets to aim for, then you can start breaking those down even more. You're basically reverse engineering your vision into actionable steps. So from that big vision, you create the details of what that looks like, more detailed view. And then the next step is goals. Your goals, right? Again, it gives you targets to set for, and that's what your goals are, right? The mile markers that you can track along the way to make sure you're making progress and that the needle is actually moving in the direction of your vision, in the direction of the of you being a top earner, you being a multi-million dollar speaker that speaks in front of 10,000 people or more, et cetera, et cetera, right? So you start setting these goals for yourself, right? Okay, so then in the short term, what that looks like is I have to hit, X rank in my company, or, I'm hitting this level of profitability in my business. I'm reaching this many students that are taking my course at any given moment. I'm reaching, just set these goals that you can then really start to create a plan of action towards, right? And so that's that next level. Again, it's going from vision, big vision, to more details within that vision, and then the targets, the goals, and the mile markers that you can set along the way to get to those details, to get to that bigger vision. Now, you can break that one step even further, and that is, well, what activities and habits do I need to engage in? What activities do I need to engage in, and therefore create the habits that will allow me to achieve these goals and hit these mile markers, right? So that breaks it down even to a more practical bite-sized step. I think the reason why these vision boards and these grand visualizations don't work is because people get overwhelmed by it before they even get started. And it's not, I want you to understand, it's not a 0 to 60 equation. It's not an A to Z equation. There's a bunch of letters in between, right, Mike? Mike understands this because he and I have talked about this a lot in the past. A to B, B to C, C to D, until you get to Z, right? And so, having that big vision, you got to create the practical ladder to get there, and understand that once you figure out the activities and the habits that you need to develop to get you in the long term to that grand vision, you're not going to necessarily see results right away or even in the near term. Right, because if you're looking at this in a schematic, if you've written this down as a list, number one, the big vision, number two, the details within that vision, number three, the goals and the mile markers, number four, activities and habits. Activities and habits are the practical things that we do every day, but look how far away those are, how many steps still have to go before we reach our vision, right? So you may feel like you're not making any progress. You may feel like you're not getting anywhere, and that you're not moving forward, or you're not moving the needle. Understand that that you are. It's just that this step where you're at, the daily habits and activities that you're engaged in, is still steps away from the grand vision, right? It's like having a microscope or a magnifying glass versus having a telescope. No, I don't know. That was the wrong analogy, but I think you guys understand. Well, it's like having a macro lens versus a wide angle lens. Okay, let's just do it that way, right? The vision is the wide angle lens. The daily activities and habits, that's the macro lens that allows you to see, you know, like a ladybug on a flower petal, right? The wide angle lens, the vision, allows you to see the entire skyline of New York City, for example, right? Right. So this is really, really important when it comes to goal setting and creating a track for yourself, right? You're engaging both the unconscious and conscious part of your brains. You're engaging both the intangible part of your brain, the non-rational and emotional part of your brain, the imaginative part of your brain, with the logical part of your brain, right? And so now you're using all your facility to create a new reality for yourself that you've always dreamed of. And I'm guaranteeing you, it's totally and completely possible. It's totally and completely possible. The motivational speakers, the peak performance coaches, and these life coaches, the most famous ones teach exactly the same principles, maybe in a different way, but it's all the same principles. It really is. Whether you're talking about it in the sense of manifestation and the law of attraction, which to some people seems very esoteric and woo-woo, or you're talking about the behavioral science of it and the cognitive science of rewiring your brain, because it is very talking about the neuroplasticity, it all talks about the same principles, right? It's science backed and it's also woo-woo and esoteric, right? New agey. Right, it's all the same, and you just have to really engage all the facilities that you naturally have. We're all born with this capacity, and so from a content creation standpoint, I mean, this is yeah. I think we hold ourselves back thinking that we can't do a certain thing, and that's what becomes reality. But the reality is, I didn't know I could. Teach content creation 12 months ago. Here I am. I'm 12 months into my content creation self-education, and I'm already, I'm teaching it, right? Like I'm teaching it because I didn't let what I couldn't currently do at that time moment in time limit me in terms of what I believed I can do, right? Because I visualized and I projected myself forward. That's why your vision boards don't work. Because you're not engaging all the facilities, right? Number one, you're not using it, and number two, therefore, you're not engaging your brain. So use your vision boards, visualize, and it doesn't have to be vision boards necessarily, but like it's creating an outcome it's visualizing an outcome that you want to create. You got to actually choose those outcomes, right? You got to choose. You can intentionally choose what you want your life to look like 5 years from now, 10 years from now. Otherwise, if you don't have intentionality behind that, then it's, you're going to have just random results, right? It's just going to be a life of results that are created by default. And that's okay too. No judgment on that. However, I would wager to say that, well, because it's random and because it's by default, you may end up with results that are less than what you want. Right, that may not be ideal situations and circumstances that you actually want to live out, when you now know that you can have and be anything that you want to be in life. You just have to be intentional with choosing what version of life you want to experience. I mean, we just laid out the basic way of getting there and making that happen intentionally co-creating the life that you want, right? Really simple, really simple. And so you know, with online marketing, I know we go back to online marketing because this is also a marketing podcast. I mean, it goes the same. It goes the same. I think people are really, really afraid and get immediately overwhelmed by the vastness and the grandness of these visions that that they think they need to cast. But don't be afraid of your vision, right? Don't be afraid of your vision, because you can whittle it down step by step. You don't have to go from zero to 60. A to Z, just take it one letter at a time, one step at a time, right? One bite-sized step at a time. And if you're consistent, right, you'll eventually wake up one day with exactly the vision that you set out for yourself. But you have to believe in that vision. And so to believe in that vision, you have to look at that vision every day, put yourself and project yourself into those situations and into that vision every day with as much emotion and as much purpose, and really, really make it real, right? Imagine what it feels like to sit on the veranda of your Tuscan mansion and look out at your, you know, hectares and hectares of vineyards that produce delicious wine every year, right? Whatever the vision is, right? Or you know, imagine, you know, well, for me, I always talk about having a castle, and it's still on my vision board, right? I actively plan every day what my castle is going to look like. And so, yeah, just imagine, you know, having a drawbridge come down and that's how you get into your house, right? How cool would that be, right? I've always had an active imagination. I think that's part of it, right? Visualization is really engaging your imagination. I think we've turned our imaginations off because we've forgotten how to use them. And we've justified turning our imaginations off, thinking that it's frivolous and that it doesn't work and that it's pointless, when in fact, we use our imaginations a lot more often than we think, except that we're using them in negative ways. In the form of worry, in the form of anxiety, et cetera, et cetera. So yeah, just engage your imagination more intentionally and more purposeful, imagining the outcomes and the scenarios that you actually desire, right? Instead of worrying about the things that that you don't need to worry about because they don't exist outside of your head. All right, so that's it. That's the topic for today. I thought I would have more questions from the live audience, but thank you for tuning in. Thank you for participating in the live. Again, I really appreciate each and every one of you for being a part of this community and continuing to support the show. We're at 150. An excuse is that it's childish to imagine. Yeah, that is an excuse. It's a dumb one. Sorry, reading comments. For those of you listening to the podcast, on the podcast, there's a comment from Mike. It is an excuse. It's an excuse that a lot of people use, that it's childish to use your imagination. And I think that comes a lot from our generation, Mike. We were told to be practical because we still come from a generation where, it's go to school. It's a practical generation, right? We were taught that, you know, security and stability meant having a 9-to-5 and to get your head out of the clouds, right? I know it's counterintuitive for, you know, to say use your imagination for our generation. So it is an excuse. It is an excuse that I've heard a lot. It's a dumb one. I don't mean to say that word. That's not nice. It's a short-sighted excuse, very much. You have to engage your imagination. You have to imagine yourself as having the thing that you want, right? The thing that you're trying to achieve. You have to engage your imagination in placing yourself and projecting yourself into those situations and the life of your dreams, right? Because it just works. Trust me, it just works. And you know, I can go into the science behind it. I can do all of that, but there's not going to be enough time here. Just trust me in that it works. Trust me in that it works. Because if you don't follow this, you know, these tips and these examples, you're going to be using your imagination in a negative way, and you're going to manifest outcomes that you actually don't like and that you don't want, because you spent time worrying about those things and they came true. Self-fulfilling prophecy is just worry come to life, and worry is just a negative use of imagination. When you use your imagination through worry, then you're creating visions in your mind for your unconscious brain to manifest and to create those outcomes and those realities. It's really, really simple, y'all. Once you understand the basic fundamentals of how our minds work, you're going to be able to create some crazy, awesome things in your life. You really are. You really are. So that's going to be it for this episode, y'all. So that's it. I appreciate each and every one of you. If you're tuning in late to the live stream, the live recording, feel free to, of course, go back and watch the replay. And, of course, you can catch this episode. It will be released on Saturday, this coming Saturday. You can listen to the podcast version if you're following the podcast, which, by the way, if you're not already following the podcast, I would appreciate if you do. It's Path of the Network Marketer, wherever podcasts are available. We're on all the major podcast platforms, Apple Podcasts. Obviously we are on Spotify. Let's see, I'm trying to think off the top of my head. My brain just went blank. Google. Did I say Spotify? Audible. Amazon, I mean, all the major ones, iHeartRadio, you can find us on all these things. And of course, be on the lookout for the new cover. I'm going to be, Amazon Music. Yes, thank you. Thank you, James. Michael, I called you James. Mike, I read James. Amazon Music. I'm going to share with you guys in the group page, in the community, the new cover, which won't be actually released until this episode airs on Saturday. So again, you get dibs. Community members gets dibs on everything, right? And you get content that is exclusive to this community. So thank you so much, all of you, for continuing to support the show. Please feel free to rate and review the podcast if ratings and reviews are available on the particular particular app that you happen to listen on, and share this stuff. If you find value in the content that gets published on the show, chances are somebody else is going to find value in it as well. So take a screen capture, leave it in your stories, share it on a post, whatever it might be. I'd really appreciate getting the word out. It would help us out a lot here on the show. Also, too, one more thing, t-shirts are going to be available very soon. Very soon. That's something I'm currently looking into, and I think will happen sooner rather than later. So if you want a t-shirt, be on the lookout for that. Again, you all in the community page will be, you'll get first news. You'll be the first to hear when those t-shirts are available. So anyways, neither here nor there. Thank you all for tuning in. More from me tomorrow for the podcast. So until then, be well, be safe. We'll see you in the next episode. Bye, y'all.